Hey, this is an impromptu bonus episode because I'm feeling all of the feels. And one of the things that I said I was going to do this season, one of my goals, was to be very transparent about this journey when we're talking about pleasure and reconnecting to ourselves and loving on ourselves and allowing space in our lives. And I find myself doing a lot more educating than I do sharing my real life experiences. And sometimes that's what we want to hear. We want to know the nitty gritty and the grimy of what's going on. So I thought I would record this in real time. So today I had a really, really hard day. From the moment I woke up today, I'm feeling a little, or right now, it's been going on all day, but right now I'm feeling a little bit better, but I still feel the drag. So this morning I woke up just feeling heavy. Like, what am I doing all this for? Like, why am I continuing to try to figure this out? And this is my business and creating a space for myself where I can genuinely do whatever I want to do, because that's what pleasure is for me. Those are some of my values, is freedom and balance, to be able to move throughout this world how I want to without anyone telling me what to do. And when you go in that direction, some days are absolutely amazing and you're like, yes, this is what I do this for. I feel so great. And I'm at this little league game. And, you know, I'm vacationing with my friends and I'm going to go visit my parents whenever I want. But then there are the days where it's like, honey, the only way that you can sustain this is by constantly showing up and constantly tweaking and figuring things out. And there are still bits and pieces of being a business owner that I don't excel at. I haven't figured out the cheat code, or I just haven't mastered the skill and what that brings up for me, because I'm unraveling my value and my worth in being able to produce and excel at whatever it is that I do. It brings up failure for me. It brings up failure, and my brain spirals into, you're not good enough for this. You keep doing this and it's not working. Why? We've been doing this for X amount of years and it's not doing what you want it to do, and it doesn't look like I want it to do, and it's not working. So in turn, it's not working means Natasha is a failure. Now, logically speaking, I know that that is not true, but it doesn't help the emotional side of me that takes pride in being the first to be a business owner and try to do this stuff on my own in my family. And the struggle has been real. And also not feeling comfortable enough to ask for help, not feeling comfortable enough to let my insides show, to let people see the not so great side of me, because I'm strong. Another characteristic I'm growing out of is always being strong and always showing up like I got it and I've got it figured out and I'm going to excel no matter what. Today, I did not have it. Today, I was a ball of a mess. I had a mini panic attack today, and I felt it coming, and I was talking it up, and then it took over me, and I was in my driveway crying because my insides felt like they were all over the place, and there was nothing that I could do about it. And control, let me tell you, this journey of releasing control and going into flow and being present and accepting things as they are and not making it mean anything about me has been rough. It has been rough. And the biggest thing that my brain can't conceptualize is what this space looks like. Because if I'm being honest with y'all, I went into business for myself wanting to be a millionaire. That's what it was. I want to be a millionaire. The longer I got into business, I realized I didn't need to be a millionaire to have the things that I wanted. And if I'm being 100% honest with you, I have everything that I could possibly need. And I've realized in the last maybe 6 months, 6 to 9 months, your girl doesn't require much. I don't require much. A trip here and there, being able to go get some dirt from my garden, being able to go out to eat every once in a while to have my favorite food, things of that nature. Like, what I want is really, really simple. I don't need to be a millionaire for that. I don't even need a quarter of a million. I won't complain if I get it, but I don't need that. And so now I have this struggle of, there are things that need to be tweaked. There are things that definitely I need to get a handle on. But all in all, I have what I want. I have a life I want. I have the things I need. My family is happy, a roof over our head. I come and go as I please. I do what I want. I take off when I want to. Yet and still, I'm still finding myself looking for more. Looking for more and being okay with saying, oh, this is it. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like to be okay. Yeah. Because I think I got here sooner than I was expecting. And no one tells you what it looks like. You can only go off of like social media and the things, because again, no one in my family has been in this place where success looks like your time and your freedom, right? That's always an exchange for money, going to work for somebody, putting in all these hours, sitting in traffic, all of that. And I don't do that anymore. My anxiety has gotten a million times better since I don't have to sit in traffic 3 hours a day. But then it brings up new things that I've never had to deal with before, and not having the necessary people. I have the people that I can go to. The pool is just really, really small. But I know that I'm going to be okay. And if you're going through something similar, I know that you're going to be okay. We, as a collective, are going to be okay. We just have to find our footing. We just have to find our footing and know, like I tell my clients, that's what frustrates me, because if someone was to come to me and tell me about this, I could coach them and process this with no problem and walk away from that screen of my computer and be like, yes, I'm the shit, go girl. And then when it comes to me and I'm in this spiral, I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And I have all the answers. Like, one of my friends messaged me today. I was letting her know that I was going to go into a hole in my bed and I wasn't coming out and I was hiding from the world. And she told me, everything that you need is already in you. And it's the logical part of me knows that. Just like you have all the answers. When you are in a crappy situation or the day is just not doing what you wanted to do, you have all the answers. You know what's going to make you feel better. We are just blinded with the sheer discomfort and pain of the emotions that we're having in that moment. But these will pass. If not by this evening, by tomorrow, this too will have passed and I will be on to something else. Happy. Tomorrow's Friday, so I know I'm going to feel great. I just, in the moment is where it's the roughest. And I just want you to know that we all go through it, even if we don't see it. And I want to be the person that lets you know in on what it actually feels like in real, real freaking time. Because it's too many people out here giving information and being experts, but they only let you know the really good side of it. They only let you know the really good side, and they don't let you peek into what is really, really hard. The days and the moments that are hard, going through this evolution of being led by my pleasure, it doesn't always feel good because it requires me to release control and to question everything about myself and what I thought was right and what things mean to me. And so I'm just going to leave it there. Know that we are in this together. And if anything about this episode is like touching a nerve and you like, girl, Natasha, because how do we talk about this? Like, how do I have a conversation with you about this? Head over to my website, www.closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure, and let's keep the conversation going. But for right now, I am probably about to go lay in the grass or go stare at my garden or read a book or take a nap. One of those things that feels good before I go into some more sessions. So, love you. Bye.